ओम शांति। दिस इज द गैदरिंग ऑफ द विक्टोरियस ज्यूवेल्स, द डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स, the ones who are beyond all the influences or have one mantra in practical life. What is your practical mantra of life? Or you give the proof of life. What do Brahmin prove? The proof of the life is that you are what? What are you? Yeah, you stay in Manmanabhava, okay. Good children. You give the proof of being good children. God children. God children are good children. Huh? You give the proof of problem, being problem proof. You have the mantra of life. No problem. Do you have any problems? Any one of you have any problem in life? Anyone has a problem? What problem is there? What is a problem? Is there really a problem or it's created? We have created a problem for ourselves. Or someone has just put a paper tiger in front of us and has created a fear that there is a tiger. Is it real? Real problem? So when there's no problem, why should we speak about the problem then? In fact, there's no problem. Problems are created by our own selves and then are destroyed by our own selves as well. There might be a feeling of going through a difficult situation, but anything which is difficult can be made easy, you know. Nothing is difficult when we have determination to overcome it or make it easy. There's no problem when we know the reason and we have faith that every problem has a solution. There's a reason for a problem. Problem is a result of something which I did not pay attention to. So it has become a problem. in the golden age, we are completely, we are free, full, 100% healthy, wealthy, happy, harmonious, and we have a natural life of freedom and joy. So there might be a feeling that yes, in my life at the moment I have a problem because of family situations, or I have a problem of physical body sickness, which is a bondage at the moment. Problems with the mind, or through body, or through relations, or the situations concerning wealth, or society, or past karmic accounts, or by the government, or by nature. Right? There can be different types of problems. But do we need to fight with the problems? Do we need to use our energy? Because when we say problem, 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 we are making the problem more powerful. And if we are careless about the problem, then problem is also becoming powerful. So we have to recognize the root cause. And if there is, we certainly, when realization is there, there is a liberation also. So problem created by others are problems created by my own self. What is the root cause of that? Because if I am only cutting the branches of the problems, for a short time problem is removed. It will appear again. If you cut the branch of a tree, for a short time it's gone. Then a season will come, time will come, it will spring up again. So we need to know the root cause of problems. Is a problem in a reality? Is a problem really a problem? Does problem exist? It doesn't exist, but it is created. It's not something which is forever. So something which is temporary actually, but it has become problem because I have not understood the reason of that problem, that I am facing it. Baba had said that you will be able to win a diamond cup when you don't become a problem for anyone, you don't become a problem for others. And you are not influenced by the problems created by others. So it means I myself have to become a diamond. I need to realize myself. Baba is changing my life from a shell, from worthless, empty shell into a powerful diamond. Shell is empty. It does not have strength in it. It can break easily. Diamond doesn't break. In Hindi, Hira, this word is called Hira. Diamond is called Hira. And a hero actor is called Hero in English. Hira and Hero. Hero of this unlimited play, all of us are heroes of the unlimited play. We have a hero part to play. And what makes the hero hero? Why hero is called hero? What is the speciality of a hero? There are so many actors. Why hero is praised as a hero or recognized that he is hero? He has to face many challenges. He has been put through many tests. It is not a simple and easy life. A hero, for example, in a film that he has to show his bravery again and again. Many different situations come where he is attacked by many times, by many violent weapons and with a wickedness or with a direct or indirect deception or challenges. But every time this hero is able to show his ability, is capable to overcome the adverse situation. That's why it's called hero. It seems that here hero is being going to be defeated, but last minute he is able to overcome. He is a winner. Hero or heroine. So the problems were actually a chance to show his hidden potentials. Situations and circumstances was an opportunity that he could express himself or herself, the powers that the soul had, or his skills, his specialities. In other words, we need to be aware of our inner powers. In reality, problems do not have power. Any problem does not have a power. A person who is creating problem does not have power either. It is only a force is there at that time, It seems that it is a very powerful situation. But when a person is able to handle it, it seems like a game. Like in a game, certainly there is a game is going on and you have to hit the ball, you have to play it properly. If the challenges are not there, you cannot be called a good player, so you cannot win the cup. So winner. So here we are on a battlefield. Our battle is with whom? With whom are we battling? With whom are we battling? Maya. Where is Maya? Where it comes from? So then I am, it is, you are pointing out here, or you are pointing out here, or you are saying self. So it means we are problem for our own selves. Where is Maya? Does it live in Paramdham? Does Maya live in the Golden Age? Where does Maya live? Where she comes from? Where does Ravan come from? So where does the problem come from? So think about it. No? Where is Maya coming from? From my own thinking. Right? From my own misunderstanding. Or from my own expectations. From my own desires. So it means I am giving birth to the problems. So I have to ask myself, am I my enemy or my own friend? Why do I want to be my own enemy? It means I have forgotten my own self. I myself am not aware of what I am or who I am. Who am I? So problems are created because of my own ignorance. Everything it is difficult because I do not have the understanding or education how to handle it. All these accidents are caused because of not being careful or an expert in the subject that I am dealing with. So we know ourselves that yes. Do I know myself in a reality what I am? Or do I believe? I know perhaps. Many of us are very clever in giving classes and courses, no? If anyone comes to you, would it be difficult to give a course? Anyone of you cannot give course? Here, those who are sitting. Is anyone who says, I do not know how to give the knowledge of the soul? even a student of 3 days, if has taken only 3 lessons, is able to speak, has understood, is able to speak about the soul. But it's a question of being a soul. Consciousness of being a soul. The problems are because of ignorance. Ignorance is the root cause of suffering. These problems prove themselves. The definition, there is a problem, what it is? Because you are finding it difficult, or you are suffering, or you are unhappy. All whatever you are facing is, either it is difficult, or you are disturbed, or you are dissatisfied, or you feel it is too much, you are... It's not that you are happy. Problem is proving itself something which you are not satisfied with. You find yourself weak. You find yourself not capable. You find yourself deceived, that you were very careful, but somehow you are deceived because of the nature of the other person. So, I was not knowledgeable how to handle it. So, I am a soul, I know, but am I aware of the ability, capability, specialities, gifts given by God, blessings, powers. When I am not aware, I am not using them. So I am not knowledge, I have knowledge, but then I am not able to use them. Then I become a problem for my own self. Or I say, other people are causing me a problem. And their problem is not anyone's virtue will never cause you a problem. Your own virtue will never cause you a problem. It's only when virtue is mixed with vice becomes a problem. Virtue itself never becomes a problem. If my virtue is there and my ego is mixed in it, now it has become a problem. Virtue itself is not a problem. For example, if I have a specialty, and I compare my specialties with others. Now what is happening? Either subtle fear or competition or jealousy will come. I have planted a problem. So okay, I don't have any jealousy. I don't have any fear. Others have it, So what I am missing at that time, what I have to be proof from the jealousy, competition of others? I have to maintain my self-respect. So I am not able to use even the specialties in the right way. So then I say, because of Maya is a problem, because of Raman it's a problem. Yeah, I mean, so Raman is a forceful form, Maya is a subtle form. When it's a forceful form, it's called Raman. Big problem. When it's subtle form, it's Maya. In a gentle way, in an incognito way. But really Maya means no problem. Maya means that which is not. You know the meaning of Maya? Illusion. So then is there a problem? When we say Maya by through others, because of others have Maya, that's why I have a problem. So then, is there a problem? This is why my first question was, does problem exist? Maya in me or Maya in others created a problem. When Maya does not exist, that which is not, it's illusion. So then problem is also illusion. It is appearing, it is at that time visible, but it does not have the power in it. It's only there to see how much power I have, child of God. How much power I have in me. So it's a game of body conscious and soul consciousness. It's a game of ignorance and knowledge. It's a game of maintaining self-respect and at the same time having honest, deep consciousness of being just a humble server. It's a game of being an active actor. It's a balance. An active actor playing in the company of the Supreme, as Baba my companion, being combined with him, and detached observer, active actor, detached observer. So when I am in company of the Supreme, I am staying in my highest consciousness. When I am combined with Baba, with the purifier, I have at that time the consciousness of being holiest and highest. And so when I am in this consciousness of being holiest and highest, in the company of the Almighty Authority, so I am Master Almighty. Am I weak at that time? Can weakness exist in me? No matter how forceful and powerful problem may be, but when I am seeing it from highest consciousness, even the big things become very small. Because who is your backbone? Who is my companion? This intoxication. So this consciousness is a consciousness of being full, knowledge full, peace full, love full, bliss full, power full. Problems are not full, they are empty actually. This highest stage of being full makes us unshakable. So the moment I forget who am I, what am I, then the small things become very big, which is not really existing, but we create it, we feel it, yes, we repeat it again and again. It's just then it is becoming powerful because we are giving force and power in it. So staying in self-respect, maintaining my self-respect, realizing that all the powers come from the Almighty Authority. The problem comes only when I have expectations from those who are empty themselves. I want something from others. Not in their soul conscious stage. I want people should be nice, they should respect me, they should cooperate me, they should appreciate my cooperation, and they are not. So I don't accept this. And I see it's a problem. I cannot get cooperation from them. So I have not deeply realized that if they are really soul conscious and they know the importance of their speciality, it will express themselves automatically. But my expectations of them, now has created a problem in me. Because I have forgotten my own self-respect. I am focusing on respect, second part of myself, and forgotten the first part. Respect and others. Others should give me respect. Others give me cooperation. So I am focusing on others. Like when I'm focusing self-respect, so I'm focusing on respect. But I'm not thinking the law, the spirituality, is when you give, you are the child of a giver. Continue to give, 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 that is my respect. And if I have to receive, I receive only from one. The bestower is Baba. And with him, as his companion, I am also giver and donor. Giver, forgiver and donor. In his company, I have the same color. I have the same capacity. In his companionship, I have the same job. Because I am working in his company. But then I shift from there, I join the other party, I create a problem for myself. So instead of giver, forgiver, donor, bestower, where I put myself? Beggar. The one who is demanding. The one who has expectations. The one who is dependent. And all this dependency, expectations, demand, force, complaint, causes problems. So wrong use, wrong awareness of myself, or otherwise say, incomplete awareness of myself, is a problem. Even if I am aware, but it is incomplete, not complete awareness, complete consciousness. Today Baba said, when there is a right method of remembrance, there is success. You become the embodiment of success, of solutions. By remembering only one. Easy method of solutions. But you need to have a right method. Just for example, self-respect, soul consciousness. It is natural that soul is performing actions. Before that we were performing actions in body consciousness. Action was right. Actions was, we have to perform actions. But we were performing actions in body consciousness, and through body consciousness then we were mixing the negative forces. Through soul consciousness we are doing the actions based on the power of the soul. Or godly powers. So soul consciousness. Now actions are performed in body consciousness, then there are problems created. I see. It's natural, I have to see through the eyes. I hear with my ears, no? I speak with my mouth. But am I performing action in bodilessness stage or in body conscious stage? So I can remain problem proof when I check again and again it's what consciousness I am performing actions. Actions are there. When we say waterproof watch, fireproof cloth, so fire is there. Okay. There are problems created by my own self or by others or situations or nature or people, whatever. Okay, water is there. Fire is there. There is energy which is really causing some problems. But then, I need to coat myself, no, with a different level of energy so that I am not influenced by that. So it means I have to coat myself, cover myself with elevated consciousness. As I said, hero actor is also actor of the same drama. All are actors. Villain is also actor. Opposite party is also actors, playing, players. But it's a consciousness. Hero has deep within him, I am a hero actor. So bodilessness and body conscious. So soul is not immune to actions, but soul consciousness is immune to the influence of actions. On the path of bhakti, it is remembered, the soul is immune, means it has no effect on action, of actions, only the body has effect on it. But now we have the knowledge, no, every action that we perform has a reaction and sanskaras are part of the soul, not the body. Actions are performed through the body, but body does not form sanskaras. Sanskaras are not in the body. Whatever actions I am performing, it has influence on my body also. But suffering or happiness is not in the body. It is I, the soul, through the body, perform actions. As Karavanhar, as the one who performs actions and gives directions to the sense organs. So if I am performing action in bodiless stage, through the body, I am problem proof. I remain problem proof. Being problem proof, this is the consciousness. It's the state, this capacity within the soul. Means, it's that in body consciousness, I am seeing with a different vision. In soul consciousness, I have a different attitude, different vision, different feelings, clear understanding. And because I, the soul, am bodiless, means I am not allowing the influence of the body, I am able to discriminate between right and wrong. And at the same time, when I recognize this is wrong, I don't take wrong feeling. I don't let the wrong feeling sit in me. I know wrong is wrong. In body consciousness, I take wrong, I feel wrong, I become wrong. I do wrong then. And that is effect on the body and the soul. It becomes my sanskaras. Then I get angry, I react, I reject, I create conflict with others. So where the problem began? When I am performing actions in body consciousness. Where is the solution? In bodiless stage. It means body conscious vision is vision which attracts towards the body. Young or old, relation is connection with body. Then my desire and expectations are also connected with the body. My profession, my position is connected with my, again, my. And my body, this is why Baba says, forget even this old body, this old world is rotten consciousness. This is rotten consciousness. The sickness and weakness causes a problem. So when I am bodiless, it means sense organs are not influence me, they are separate. They are my organs, but I am above this. I am really seated on the seat of self-respect. Then my intellect is working. My attitude is detached, pure. My thinking is pure. My intellect is detached observer and my sanskaras are divine. And that purity, detached observer consciousness and divinity is the coating on my consciousness. Then there may be ego of other person or actions of the other person or behavior of the other person, but it is not affecting me. So what I have quoted with myself is, in other words, with avyakt consciousness, with subtle, pure consciousness. So I am not only a soul, but I am a pure soul. Purity is the power of the soul. So I am not only soul conscious, but I am conscious of the power of the soul. That is purity. I am not only soul, but I am a peaceful soul. It's the power of peace that makes me free from the influence of my own anger, my reactions. So I become problem-proof because I did not like the nature of other people because I compare with my quality, the weakness of others. I compare my skills, my specialities with the defects of others. Impurity mixed in it. It became a problem. Or other person compared with me. And competition started. Fear started. But in pure consciousness you maintain your self-respect. So when there is purity and peace, it is not only in thoughts. It's not only just in meditation, it's in action, active actor. It's not only just up to the words that I, only in words that I am an active actor of the drama. But acting means expression. What is action? Is an expression. Actor is expressing itself. So I'm expressing my good wishes. I'm expressing my good feelings. And that power then diminishes or finishes the negative force. So if there is a problem that other person has anger and creates problem, many times it's the nature that we live with service companions or in the family. It's their nature, their samskaras. So their samskaras, because I am also expecting that they should change their samskaras. But then, am I really determined to use my samskaras of forgiveness? My samskaras of being detached observer? My samskaras of reminding them of their self-respect? Or I am also using my old samskaras of making them feel guilty and then ask them to change? So what I have done, I have filled the negative force first and then I am thinking that they should give me positive. So Mama and Baba, why they became hero actors? Yesterday Baba said, because they followed Baba's directions, Baba's Shrimat, Baba's teachings in practical life. So Baba said, explain to others with great love, with sweetness. Explain again and again, making them aware of the truth. So what Baba explains to us again and again, make us aware of the true qualities of the soul. And how we make the same situation a problem? It is true you are fighting all the time. It is true you are gossiping. It's true you are causing this and this. We are also speaking the truth. But what truth we are speaking about? Which is created by the negative force. And that is false. So we are speaking the truth of falsehood. Means it is created by the false force. Because they have some expectations, they have some reactions, they have some kind of karmic accounts, they have some weakness. So okay, it is there. But that was also due to sometimes body consciousness. This reaction, this tree is growing because the seed was also body consciousness. And so I am also dealing it with body consciousness. And Baba used the method how to remain proof, all of us living in the same yajna. Baba Mama never had conflict with anyone. Everybody loved Mama, Baba. Remember all the time their specialities. How did they handle the situations? Problems came in yajna, many, many obstacles came. Many challenges Baba had to face. even from the children, no? Because their sanskaras are different, personality, nature is totally different. But what Baba does, what is his method? Even up to now, no? Every time we hear Baba's Murli, what is Baba's method? He reminds us, first, how holiest, highest, very fortunate, the ones who have double crown, those who are the masters of the world, holy swans. He always reminds us of all our positive energy first. And because in his mind is an attitude and vision as being not only bodiless, he is avyakt and incorporeal. And because of being avyakt, not worldly way of seeing, alaukik way of seeing, in a different attitude, seeing with different, with third eye of knowledge, with pure vision. And because he's seeing with this, how he is quoting us and he is automatically expressing is the qualities of love. At that time, through his eyes, you see the love. Even he is saying, for example, the Murli said, 70 years have passed. You have been playing the games of weaknesses. Why this anger comes again and again? Because you opened the door of one weakness. Now when he spoke about the Murli, of three main weaknesses, of carelessness, laziness, and giving excuses. He is making us aware of our weaknesses, but first he made us aware of our specialities. So because being the embodiment of the qualities. So what is quoting ourselves is, instead of body consciousness, embodiment of the qualities. That makes us problem-proof. Instead of seeing the person's personality, we become personification of the qualities. That makes us problem-proof. The image of these qualities. You see the picture of love in Baba's eyes. You see this a complete detached observer, no matter whatever is happening around in the gathering of 30,000, 25,000. Completely detached. Loving. Uplifting, encouraging. And so first he gives us respect, and then he draws our attention to our defects. So what burns us is that first we focus on the weaknesses of others. The desire is to see, bring the qualities in them. You say, but I want that person should change. So change, but first focus on defects. And this, we are already influenced by the weaknesses of others. So what is the reason that we are influenced? On one side is the quality that we want we have good wishes, good feeling, but deep within is because I have that quality and that person does not have. So this is my ego is now want to help but with ego consciousness. So Baba's last mantra was, bodiless, viceless, incorporeal, viceless, egoless. So viceless means when I am virtuous, when I am bodiless, I am becoming virtuous, means soul conscious. This soul conscious is the coating. I am in the body, but body is making, is ordering the sense organs to perform actions. So body is karanhar and I the soul am karavanhar. So I have natural then ruling power and controlling power. So what I control, not others. I rule my virtues, control my reactions. I give direction. My virtues are ruling. And through this virtues, then I am giving support and strength to others. This ruling power and controlling power does not allow these organs of my body, they are proof, they have a power, does not allow the anger or ego or jealousy or hatred of others to disturb me. For example, if I have patience, so my patience, I am not then disturbed or influenced by the anger of other person. My tolerance. So other person has anger. I have good wishes, really in practical form. Patience, sweetness in actions, not only just in thought. So here in soul consciousness, I am controlling and ruling my own qualities, controlling my weaknesses, ruling my qualities. A kingdom is created with the virtues. So vices of others have less effect on me. And my vices are also less effect. Viceless. Without being virtuous, I cannot be viceless. For example, I have to have patience to be peaceful. I have to be loveful to be peaceful. I have to be knowledgeful to be egoless. I have to appreciate the specialities of others. I have to be humble to prove my egolessness. So qualities are the other side. Qualities is coating, making me proof from the effect of vices of my own self and vices of others. Qualities are there, but if I have ego, then there are no qualities. because then he's more forceful for his vice. So this is why virtuous and then egoless. All virtuous, then completely viceless. Egoless, viceless means all vices are gone. And then why egoless again? I should not have ego of my virtues, of my qualities. So it has to be both effect. On one side full of virtues and then coating myself with humility. I'm a humble server. I have consciousness of world benefactor, but world benefactor, world benevolent child of humble server. So if the qualities are the coating on consciousness, which is the effect proof, problem proof, then the problems which are coming of I create for myself or I others create are not having effect on anything. And it's not only just in thoughts. The main thing is in actions, in behavior. And that's why Baba says, let it reflect through your features, through your behavior, in relationship with others. And they then give blessings. They give good wishes. So when my feelings are changed, so it means my mind is pure. So manmana bhav is the coating. Egoless stage, yoga yukt stage, yoga of the intellect. Then I plan all the planning, but not my consciousness is not there. My intellect is not there. Surrendering the intellect is the coating. Then I cannot say why, what, where, how does not come. Automatically, oh yeah, I understand why this is happening. Because your intellect, when it is detached, observer, it is surrendered to Baba, it is able to see the cause and it has the power of solution. Otherwise, I have not surrendered the intellect. I see the cause, but I don't see the solution. And because this one is doing, that one is doing, so my question, intellect begins to say, why, what, where, how? And that becomes problem. So divine intellect, manmana bhav is the coating, is soul consciousness. Yoga of the intellect is the power, the fire, which destroys all the problems. Is not only just becoming problem proof, but destroying the problem. And divine sanskaras means the embodiment of spirituality, divinity, royalty and purity. Then it is no question from that enjoying the life then. Then there is no awareness of the problem. Then problems do not exist. There is no question of protecting myself. There is no question of becoming problem-proof. There is no question of destroying the problem. But enjoying a divine, pure, Brahmin life. So this intoxication, these three have in harmony. Mind is pure attitude, it's positive, in soul consciousness, pure thoughts, pure feeling, pure vision, pure vibrations. Its mind is like benevolent, like Baba. It's not tuned with others, it's tuned with Baba. Intellect is not criticizing, seeing the cause, giving the solution. Powerful yoga with Baba, destroying the problems. Jwala form. Anything that comes in the fire is burnt, transformed. Even the weakness of others are changed into positive power. Once Baba said that you put a clay pot shaped in a form of a pot in the fire, in the furnace, it becomes a useful cup to drink water. It becomes a beautiful pot of decoration. So ordinary things become extraordinary. Problems also become, transform its form. As Baba says, that their weaknesses are changed into virtues and they serve you. So soul consciousness, Manmana Bhav, divine intellect, yoga fire, surrendering the intellect, dot, consciousness, detached observer of the drama. Then why, what is not? You are observing the drama. This is drama. And then you are performing your action. So you are performing action without creating karma. Because you are performing elevated action for inspiring others, receiving blessings, experiencing love from others, no problems. Like Baba is speaking, making us aware, becomes a very powerful mirror. And our heart says, thank you, Baba. He makes us see of our weakness. He makes us realize how we have become from Sato Pradhan, we have become Tamo Pradhan, we have become totally degraded, how we have become attached because of body consciousness. So He makes us aware. Where do the problems come from? It's my body consciousness, and problems are in the form of maya or vices, raman. Raman means lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. And maya means jealousy, hatred, competition, fear, criticism, hate, subtle forms of it. Here you transform yourself. Because this is all, this is devilish nature. And so sanskaras are divine. So I'm coating myself with the consciousness of future deity consciousness. So how to become problem proof? Being a problem proof as I'm child of God and I'm a Brahmin. Soul consciousness, Brahmin consciousness. Another quoting is angelic consciousness, avyakt consciousness. It's time to return home. I don't have to carry anything with me. In the soul world, even sanskaras are not visible. Everything is merged. It's the time to return home, free. I don't go back with the sanskaras of problems. It's liberation. And then intoxication of liberation in life of divinity. So final coating is of divine consciousness, future deity consciousness. Soul conscious, pure consciousness, Brahmin consciousness, angelic consciousness, and deity consciousness. Where there's purity, royalty, divinity. then we are spiritual heroes at the diamond age. Defects proof, flawless beings. This is what Baba wants to us to become. Flawless, that is what is Maya proof or obstacle proof. So Brahmin are making effort to be free from influence, and it is not that the soul is immune. In soul consciousness you are not influenced. So it's called immune, beyond influence. Above. And so this consciousness of elevated. Okay. Om Shanti. Okay, let us go and maintain this self-respect of soul. Then I'm child of God, the Almighty Authority. Then I'm Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, Brahmin. My recent future angelic consciousness and my long-term divinity for half of the cycle. And then worship for the divinity of Path of Bhakti. Om Shanti.